Shalom to all. Today's office is Rosh Hashanah, Shabbos, Daf Chaf Vav, and we're starting by the second line with the words of Chelbai and the Vilna Daf. It's on Chaf Alef Amud Alef, a little bit into the Gemara after the Mishnah. And today's office sponsor Lilu Nishmas Mars Merim Tzara Basar Yaakov Maisha. Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. Now we're in the middle of discussing the din of our Mishnah regarding a stove, which depending on its heat source depends on if something's allowed to be left on an Erev Shabbos or returned to it on Shabbos. So now the Gemara continues with this. Rav Chelbai quotes Rav Anan, who says B'shem Rav Loi Shanu. This was only taught regarding the end of the Mishnah. The Beis Hillel allows Chazara that even on Shabbos a dish is allowed to be put in this heat source. Ella Aleha. It's only on top of the Hisor. It's on top of the Kira. Hala Seicha Loi. Inside the stove on Shabbos is Asur. And the question is, Ad Eichon, up until where? Meaning, up until what point inside the stove is one not allowed to put the dish? So Ula Amar Ad Shleisha. Ula says, up until 3 tefachim from the floor. If he puts the dish inside, but it's 3 tefachim above the floor of the stove, that's not a problem because it's still considered like it's on top of the stove. And Amar Mana, he says, on Makam Shu Asacharitz, up until where there's a groove inside their stoves. They had some sort of groove which a dish could be placed on, and this was elevated above the floor, and that's permitted. Now, Rabbi Yis Rabon, he explains, literally translated, this means because it rules in a place where the hand rules. In other words, where the pot is situated, it's never going to get hot to the point of Yad Seletes Bay that the hand recoils when it touches it. That means that the Yad is still Shailet, the Yad still has control, or it still rules over the food because it could still touch it, and therefore not going to run into any issues. Even though Erev Shabbos, one is allowed to leave the food on this heat source, since we're talking about on Shabbos itself being machzirit into the stove, there can be an issue of either real bishul or mechzik mevashel that it looks like bishul, and therefore the only way he'd be allowed to do so on Shabbos is if he makes sure that it's in a place that it's never going to be able to reach the temperature of Yad Seletes Bay. And Masai Kai Demar Reb Zeira B'Shem Reb Yuda is just like Reb Zeira said in the name Reb Yuda, Mutar Lahavshir Makam Sheyad Seletes, V'Asur Lahavshir Makam Sheein Yad Seletes. One is allowed to warm something up which is very cold, as long as he puts it in a spot that the Yad is still going to be able to be shelet, that it's never going to be able to reach the temperature of Yad Seletes Bay, and it's Usher, if he's putting it in a spot, that it will be able to reach such a temperature. Now, we have a story about this. Rabbi Shua Bar Gizura, Hav Meshamish Kumri Reb Zeira. Rabbi Shua Bar Gizura, he was attending, he was serving Reb Zeira. Vav Ma'al Kumay Tavshilin Reischen, and he brought boiling hot food to him. Amalei, he asked him, Hey Chesavida, how did you do this? How did you manage to get it so hot? Amalei told him, Garv Tefaya V'yav Begava. I raked the coals out, and I put the dish inside the stove. Amalei, so he told him, Leiti Avid Kain, you shouldn't do that. Ella Garv Tefaya V'yav Tulasa Kipin V'rami Aleihain. You should rake the coals out, put 3 stones, and then place it on top of 3 stones. And this is just like we said before, that since he's placing it inside the stove, he has to make sure that it's not considered like it's mamish inside. It still has to be considered like it's on top of the stove, and the way to do that is by putting 3 stones inside and placing it on those 3 stones. And something similar, Rabbevo hired Baitzra, Rabbevo paskin for people in Baitzra, Mimali Gitzra Ramach, a person could fill up a shard of pottery with hot embers, umitan tlasa kipin, and then place 3 stones on top, umir me'alehoin, and put the dish on top of them. Now going back to the din of the Mishnah, of what was used to heat up a stove, Daniel Bridger of Katina says, B'shem Ravasi, Shizrei Charyos Kegefes Ucheitzim. Palm branches are just like Gefes and Eitzim. They increase their heat, and therefore if he fired up his stove with them, Erev Shabbos, he would have to do Garfa Katum if he wants to put his dish there. Now, the clarification of this, Hadal Tamer, this was only said, Kshayulachin, if they were moist when they were cut off the tree, V'yavshu, and then he dried them out. Avolimahayu Yivesh Mitchilason, if they were always dry, even when they were still on the tree, Kekash Chavavahain, they're just like these different types of straw, and then they have the din of Kash and Gvava. Another type of heat source, Glali Behema, animal dung. Some teach that they're like Gefes and Eitzim, whereas others teach that they're like Kash and Gvava. And there's actually no machlekes. Mandamar Gefes Ucheitzim, the one that says that they're like Gefes and Eitzim, Bedaka, that's talking about dung from a small animal. Their dung actually turns into coal. And Mandamar Kash and Gvava, the one that says they're like Kash and Gvava, Begasa, they're like animal dung that comes from a large animal, which do not turn into coal. They just burn up, and that's it. And therefore, they have a din of Kash and Gvava. Now, we continue talking about Garf and Katum, and we have a question. Hagairif, when a person wants to rake out the coals, Ad Shigrev Kol Tzarchai, does he have to rake out every single last coal? And the answer is Mandatoni, from the fact that we have a brass that tells us, Hagarev Tzarch Litate Biyad, that's the proper Girsa, the one who's raking out his stove of coals, he has to sweep it with his hand, meaning he has to get out every last coal. Hada Amra, Ad Shigrev Kol Tzarchai, that tells us he has to get out every last coal. Now, the same question regarding the next thing, Vakaitem, when he's putting ashes on the coals in order to cover them, Ad Shigrev Kol Tzarchai, does he have to completely cover them with ash? And the answer is Mandatoni, from the fact the Brassa tells us that he can light some flax on top of them. That tells us that even if he didn't completely cover them with ash, it's okay. This basically is taking some flax, putting it on top of the boiling hot coals, and then once it burns up, that little layer of flax turns into ash. So now there's a thin layer of ash on top of these hot coals. That's enough, and we don't need to heap ash onto the coals. And this is a clear difference between Garf and Katum. With Katum, as long as there's a hecker that the coals are covered, it's mutter, and this thin covering on the coals suffices. Whereas with Garo, Taruf, if some coals are left inside, then there's no hecker, and that's why every last coal has to be raked out. Now we just continue explaining Chafav Ambez on top, V'yeda Amrada, where do we say this? Where do we see that it's okay to take this little bit of pishtan, this little bit of flax, put it on top of the coals, and once it burns to ash, that's sufficient enough to call a katum? The answer is, Yontif Shechal Liyais Bish Shabbos, that's a proper girsa. When Yontif falls out on Shabbos, Amr Rav Shain says, Malab Aleh Na'ar Shal Pishtan, one could put this Na'ar Shal Pishtan on top. He's not allowed to take regular ashes and put it on the coals, because that's an Isra of Mechaba, but he is allowed to put this Na'ar Shal Pishtan. Now we have another question about this. Kitma V'Nislabes Mahu. Let's say the coals got covered over with this little bit of ash, but then they reignited. They were so hot, they continued burning, and now there's no more ash on them. Is there a problem or no? So we have a story about this. Rav Chiya Ruba Al Abesoy, Rav Chiya Ruba, he went to his house, Vahari Mutter, and he said that it's Mutter, no problem. Once they did, once upon a time, have a din of Katum, it's okay, even though they're not Katum anymore. Rabban Kumi Rav Ze'era, Rabbi Shaya, Rav Chananya Chavrehun Drabanon, they asked the following question in front of Rav Ze'era, Rabbi Shaya, and Rav Chananya, the colleague of the Rabbanon, Libo L'Sha'avar, this heter that Rav Chiya Ruba gave, that if the coals were once upon a time Katum, even though they're not anymore, it's okay, does that mean only L'Sha'avar, meaning Bidi Yevid, if food was left on it, it's okay, or is that even L'Chatchila, one could put food on it? Now, Av Ravami, Ravami passed by, V'idron Chavraya, and this Chavraya, this group of Rabbanon, had already dispersed, and Bon Machzor Aleh, he wanted to call them back, and Amr Lon Rav Chananya, Chavrein Drabanon, Rav Chananya, the colleague of Rabbanon, said to them, Min Mada Hava Ovda, Hava Ovda. It was only because that was the story, that was the story. In other words, when Rav Chiya Ruba said this is okay, it was because he came into his house and he saw they already had the food on this fire in the situation where it was once upon a time Katum and now it's not anymore. He said, no problem, it's fine, B'diyavid. However, Amr Shul Bar Sisratai, Rav Shul Bar Sisratai says, L'chein Tzricha L'ba, it's actually necessary for the future, meaning L'chatchila. There's no need to say that if the food was already left on this thing, it'd be permitted. Of course it's permitted. As we're going to see in a moment, even if food was cooked on Shabbos, it's permitted. And Rav Mana Ravana says, Anakash Yasukumi Rav Ba B'Rid Rav Papi, I asked this in front of Rav Ba B'Rid Rav Papi, in Tamar L'Sha'avar, if you want to say that this whole heter is in the past, meaning if the food was left on these coals, which were once upon a time katum, they're not katum anymore, and you want to say it's permitted, let's not a chiddush to say that they're okay. And pay attention to the girsa change, Afilu Bisha Aleh B'Tchila, even if someone cooked food fresh on these coals on Shabbos, it would be permitted. Where do we get this from? It's only because it was taught in the Mishnah, Hama'aser, if someone takes off Meiser, V'Hamavashal B'Shabbos, where he cooks on Shabbos, if he did so B'Shoygeg, inadvertently Yoichol could be eaten, Umezid Loyachol, if he did so on purpose, it can't be eaten, Divrei Meir, that's what Meir says, and this is who we would be going like, that even if somebody cooked on Shabbos B'Shoygeg, it's permitted. So of course, if he left food on these coals that were katam, but they're not anymore, it would for sure be okay. Now we just continue, Rabbi Yudah, Rabbi Yudah says, Shoygeg, Yoichol Matzei Shabbos, if he cooked B'Shoygeg, it's allowed to be eaten on Matzei Shabbos, that's so as not to benefit from Meiser Shabbos on Shabbos, but as long as he waits, B'Chdei Shiyasu Matzei Shabbos, it could be eaten. Mezid lo yoichal, but if he did so a mezid, he's not allowed to eat it at all, ever, but others are allowed to. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan Sandler, he tells us, Shoygeg, if a person cooked B'Shoygeg on Shabbos, Yoichal Matzei Shabbos la'acherim v'lo yloi. Other people are allowed to eat it Matzei Shabbos, but he's not allowed to eat it at all. And mezid, if he cooked on purpose on Shabbos, lo yloi v'lo la'acherim, neither him nor others are ever allowed to eat it. And Shmuel, Rabbi Yochanan Sandler, Shmuel Paskin, Rabbi Yochanan Sandler, and Rav, could have a Meir B'Chaburase, when Rav would paskin for his Talmidim, have a Amar Krab Meir, he would paskin like a Meir, whereas B'Tzibura, when he was paskining for a Tzibur, for a bigger congregation, have a Meir Krab Yochanan Sandler, he was Machmer like Rabbi Yochanan Sandler, because he had to be careful, he didn't know who he was speaking to, so he had to be extra Machmer. However, Amar Rishim Bar Karsana, Rishim Bar Karsana says, Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yosi Darsh Loin, Rav would darshan to the public like Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yosi. The Tanu Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yosi Amar Mishum Aviv, he says the name of his father, Rabbi Yosi, called Rav Shechem El Zdone Karis, Vashi Gosei Chatos, anything, that if a person did it b'mezid, he would be chayav karis. And if he did it b'shoygeg, he'd be chayav achatos. V'asoy b'shabbos, if he did it on Shabbos, bein shoygeg, bein mezid, whether he did it b'shoygeg or mezid, aser. It's aser, bein loy, bein lacherim, whether for him or for others. And that's because ma'aser Shabbos is aser across the board, and this is actually more chomer than Rabbi Yochanan Sandler. And v'chol davar she'ein chayav on alzdoine karis, v'ashigas achatos, anything which is not a doiraisa, so even if a person does it b'mezid, he's not going to be chayav karis, and if he does it b'shoygeg, he's not going to be chayav karban chatos. V'asoy b'shabbos, if he did it on Shabbos, so shoygeg, if he did so inadvertently, yoichol matzei Shabbos la'acherim v'loy loy, it could be eaten matzei Shabbos by others, but not by him. Mezid, if he did it on purpose, loy loy v'loy la'acherim, neither him nor others are allowed to benefit from it. Now, Bon Kum Rabbi Yochanan, they asked him from Rabbi Yochanan, Atma Amar, how do you paskin? What do you say about this? So Amar Loin, he told them, Ani ainli el Mishnah. I only have a Mishnah that tells us very clearly, Chav Zayin Amar Alf on top, Hama'asar v'ashal b'Shabbos, if a person takes off Meisur or he cooks on Shabbos, if he did so, Shoygeg, inadvertently, Yoichol could be eaten, and Mezid, loy Yoichol, if he did so a Mezid, he can't eat it, and this is just like Rav Meir. Chizr heard this, Vimar, and he commented, he said, you're Matar Shabbos. By allowing this, it's like you're Matarin Yisurim on Shabbos. Now we're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with an answer to the question that started this entire discussion. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.